Jeremiah 48, Message Against Moab, the Third Nation. Jeremiah 48, verses 1 through 6. Moab, meaning from father, what father, was the illegitimate son of Lot, meaning rapping. Lot was the nephew of Abraham. The Moabites lived on the southeast border of Judah and were always their enemies. Moab is off the scene today. Moab represents Protestantism, ease-loving people. Mount Nebo belonged to Moab. So to speak, the Moabites looked over to the Holy Land but never entered there, just like Moses. Some in Christendom never enter into our heavenly Canaan. Jeremiah 48 is all about weeping, sorrow, and woe. At that time it was that way, but it refers especially to all the weeping of the end time. All of the nations around Israel represent the nations of the end time. Jeremiah 48, verses 7 through 10. They trusted in their own works. Chemosh, meaning departed, was the significant name of one of the cities. Chemosh was their chief god. The curse was pronounced on the deceitful ones. So many church members do the work of the Lord deceitfully. Therefore, modernism has crept in. We hardly can believe that the church has gone down that way. The Federation of the Churches is responsible for that condition. Character building is on the line of unity in Christian Science, etc. God's people are not Moabites, but professors. God loves them and cuts them back, that they may bring forth wonderful fruit from their lives. Cursed were those that kept the sword from the blood, which means not using the word in its truthfulness until it hurts. The word is as a sword that divides soul and spirit. Jeremiah chapter 48, verse 11. Moab hath been at ease from his youth. There are some of God's people who are spiritual Moabites. They partake of this character. God empties us from vessel to vessel, from darkness to light. We say, even if you crush me to death, I go on. If we are never changed, we have the taste of the old man, also the scent. The old man smells horrible to God, but saints are fragrant. We have this Moabitish character described in the letters to Sardis and Laodicea, Revelation 3, verses 1 through 6 and 14 through 21, Jeremiah 48, verses 12 through 47, the description of the coming judgment upon Moab. Jeremiah chapter 49, Messages Against Five Nations, Message Against Ammonites, the Fourth Nation. Jeremiah 49, verses 1 through 6. Ammon, meaning tribal or peoplish, and Moab were brothers. They were the illegitimate children of Lot. Both descending nations represent Protestantism. The Ammonites speak of the high critics of modernism. Jeremiah 49, verses 1 and 2. Why do the Ammonites possess Israel's land? Gad belonged to Israel. Because Israel had failed God and their land had been taken captive. We have the same condition in Christendom today. The higher critics cut many precious truths out of God's word. Christians fail to hold their possessions. The Philistines represent Roman Catholicism, ritualism. As far as the Ammonites and Moabites are concerned, they are off the scene. But Israel is still here. Jeremiah 49, verse 3. Howl, wail, O Heshbon, for sorrow. Some people ask, why do you howl so when you pray? I answer, because of you folks that do not pray. The higher critics cannot endure our howling. We are too noisy, but judgment will make them howl. There will be a turning of captivity for natural Ammon. Jeremiah 49:6, but not for spiritual Ammonites. Message against Edom, the fifth nation. Jeremiah 49, verses 7 through 22. Edom, meaning hairy one, or Esau, speaks of the flesh. The wise, educated scientist, the wisdom of the world, of the old creation, can never be blessed. The sea also represents the wicked. There is no resurrection of the flesh. The flesh will not be manifested in the new heaven and on the new earth. Jeremiah 49, verse 11. There is hope for Edom's orphans and widows. If the old man, father and husband, is dead, then those helpless ones trust in God. Jeremiah 49, verse 13. Isaiah 63, verses 1 through 4, describes also the desolation of Bozrah, which means a fold. the fulfillment of Jeremiah 49:13, compare Revelation 19, it speaks of the coming of Christ. In Luke 4, verse 18, only his first coming is seen, but in Isaiah 61, verses 1 and 2, both his first and second appearings are in view. Jeremiah 49, verses 16 through 18, God brings down the high and proud, Esau. They are compared to Sodom and Gomorrah. Jeremiah 49, verse 19. The swelling of Jordan speaks of judgment. Jeremiah 49, 21. Most terrific judgment is described in this verse. Obadiah tells us of Edom. Why is God so terrible against Edom? Because Edom refused to let the children of Israel cross their land when they left Egypt. God punishes the nations that are against Israel. Message against Damascus, the sixth nation, Jeremiah 49, verses 23 through 27. Damascus, meaning sackcloth weaver, a Syrian city, speaks of pride. It was the city of praise. Message against Kedar, the seventh nation, Jeremiah 49, verses 28 through 33. Kedar, meaning darkness, was an Arabian nation, very wealthy, that dwelt without care. Their name, darkness, reminds us of the spiritual darkness of people that say, "Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we are dead." Message against Elam, eighth nation, Jeremiah 49, verses 34 through 39. Elam, their heaps, suckling them, were eternal, and Persia are closely united. In the latter days, the Persians will be restored, Jeremiah 49:39. The Persian kings, Cyrus and others, have been kind to the Jews. God remembers not only those that are hateful against them, but also those that are kind to Israel. Jeremiah chapter 50, message against Babylon, the ninth nation. All these nations represent the judgment of the nations at the end time. Nebuchadnezzar took all of these nine nations. This was the beginning of the times of the Gentiles when God gave him world dominion. Jeremiah chapters 50 and 51 describe the downfall of Babylon, which means confusion. Jeremiah 50 verse 2, Bel and Merodach were Babylonian gods. Jeremiah 50 verse 3, the primary fulfillment was through the northern nation of Medo-Persia. When Jeremiah gave this prophecy, Babylon was the greatest city in the world, with hanging gardens. It had a great wall, 350 feet high and 87 feet wide. Six chariots could ride upon it abreast. Jeremiah 50, verse 4. In those days the children of Israel shall seek the Lord. Jeremiah 50, verse 6. Israel has been as sheep going astray, but their iniquity was laid on their Messiah. Isaiah 53. All devour God's chosen people and put the blame upon Israel because of their sinfulness. Jeremiah 50 verse 7. God is against all who hurt his people and will judge them. Jeremiah 50 verse 8. Before Israel's captivity, 70 years previously, Jeremiah admonished them to yield to Nebuchadnezzar. But here, because of impending destruction, he warns them to flee out of Babylon. Jeremiah 50 verse 9. This seems to refer to the antitypical Babylon of Revelation 17 and 18, where great nations come to destroy her. There are two phases of the end time Babylon. 1. The political phase, and 2. The religious phase. Jeremiah 50 verse 14. The Lord's wrath is upon her. The aggressors are admonished to shoot at her, spare no arrows. Jeremiah 50 verse 15. As if she were already fallen, the shout is proclaimed, God's vengeance is upon her. Though Assyria and Babylonia were tools in God's hands for Israel's chastisement, yet God's judgment will be meted out on them for mistreating Israel. He will bring Israel back to their land. Jeremiah 50 verse 20. At that time Israel's iniquity will be changed. The preserved remnant will be a new creation. Jeremiah 50 verse 25. Notice this verse. It is God's judgment upon the nations. The Lord hath opened his armory, weapons of his indignation, for this is the work of the Lord God of hosts. Jeremiah 50 verses 29 through 32. Babylon's pride is mentioned at least three times, Jeremiah 50, verse 33. This shows that Israel and Judah were oppressed together. Jeremiah 50, verses 35 through 39. The sword, or war, is upon their leaders, liars, horses and chariots, hierarchy, lying priests, great pomp and power. How true of religious Babel! Truly it is the land of graven images, and they are made upon their idols. She is the mother of fallen, false religion, and of idolatry in Christendom. Babel was the beginning of confusion, Genesis 11. The wild beasts, kings and nations, Revelation 17, will dwell in her, Jeremiah 50, verse 40. The judgment is from God and will be as severe as that of Sodom and Gomorrah. Literal Babylon has never been rebuilt, Jeremiah 50, verses 42 and 43, and verse 46. O daughter of Babylon refers to the end time. The king of Babylon spoke primarily of Belshazzar and speaks also in the end time of Antichrist. In Daniel 5, we see this prophecy fulfilled.